Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and it's that time of the month again. It's our Business Marketing Association special. So we have BMA Atlanta chapter here back with us, and we have Mark Sesselmeyer and Moyer Vetter. Welcome, guys.
Hello there. How you doing today?
Did I butcher your last name again?
Yeah, that's okay.
I always...
It's Zemmelmeyer, yeah. Semmelmeyer, don't worry. Hey, I was in fourth grade before I learned how to pronounce it.
So tell me what is going on with you guys. You guys have been picking up a head of steam. I mean, we're hearing about you all over the place. So, I mean, it's awesome.
It's pretty gratifying. Again, I want to personally, you know, give a lot of credit to the board that jumped in and volunteered starting back in February, which has helped us, you know, have two very successful luncheon events at this point. The last one was, the 24th of June, and a gent by the name of Perrin Motti spoke on marketing automation. We've kind of picked up a track that is how to take technology today and turn it into sales mm-hmm. and leads.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we did SEO, and we have done this one on demand generation, or marketing automation, rather. And our next, which will be August 12th, will be on demand generation. And I think Moira mm-hmm. knows the gent who's presenting and can tell mm-hmm. us a little bit about what he'll have to say.
Yeah. so Dan Hansen with Red House, Dan and I worked together in the late 90s. He was my creative director at the time. He's president of Red House. And he's going to be bringing one of his clients, and they will walk through a demand gen case study of sorts. And I think it's an important format because, you know, all of the things, you know, even going to the marketing automation lunch we just did, when you look at all the partners that have to come together to make a demand generation program work, you have to have really close ties between marketing and sales within the client. You often need an agency resource helping you. And I think showing how the partnership works together to make mm-hmm. for successful demand gen is going to be a very useful format for that.
Well, definitely. Well, I can imagine also demand gen, it's hard to sort of grasp your mind around it as well. I mean, lead generation, everyone gets lead generation, but creating that demand for a product is tough.
It is. It's interesting. We're looking at potentially later on this year, hopefully, having a kind of co-sponsored event with the Social Executive Council, who have come to the conclusion, and it's a fairly high-level group that happens to be based here in Atlanta, that really the traditional marketing template of just trying to spread the message and get people to come and buy whatever it is you're selling isn't quite what happens today. It's more about adoption. It's not mm-hmm, just about
definitely.
Decision, but it's about adoption. In any case, you know, that's the kind of track we're trying to follow. We're also trying not to just stop at lunches. We want to add value and create value and make it accessible. So, for instance, tomorrow there'll be a Google Hangout session with Perrin Motti, the gent who did the luncheon in June.
Okay.
And it's on Google Hangouts. If you want to take a look at it and potentially join in that conversation, just look at the BMA Atlanta LinkedIn page. You'll find a link there. You'll also find one on BMA Atlanta's Facebook page.
And one of the things that I think is interesting about this that we've talked about is, you know, when we have BMA lunches, it's hard to get people out of the room when the event is over because people want to keep talking about the topic. And, you know, we do take a practitioner's approach, and we provide so much content that I think it just sort of scratches the surface of what, you know, people need to be looking at and maybe questions they haven't considered. And so this whole notion of continuing the conversation and it, you know, it's the after the show, I think is really important, again, from a member value standpoint, is you know, seeing what people really respond to and then giving them a way to keep engaging, mm-hmm. speaking mm-hmm. of engaging and adoption, you know, keep them engaged with us around the conversations that are most of value to them.
Definitely. Well, it sounds like a lunch and learn sort of on steroids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were fortunate this time around. We had a co-sponsorship with Incisive Media, who's doing a conference here in Atlanta on Wednesday, SES Atlanta, which is about SEO and search engine marketing. Here we go again. Back to going ahead to look at the LinkedIn page for BMA. We've got a $300 discount off of the $995 admission for people here in Atlanta. Use the discount code in attend. We also had one of those, a free one to give away at the luncheon, which I'm mm-hmm. sure didn't hurt attendance or interest at all. You know, so we're You're right. We're picking up steam. I know one of the other things we're focusing on, we talked about that a little bit, is what we're trying to do with young professionals. In fact, mm-hmm. the lady who was in here last time around, Natalie Zambrano McNulty, is a former employer of Moira's. Mm-hmm. And we've got a session coming up, and I think Moira can tell you just a little bit about that.
Natalie's committee is young professionals, and you know, this rising interest in topics that will be very different for a young professional in a B2B arena from, let's say, a seasoned marketer or something. And this panel, I think, is a great way to approach it. It's today's top marketing disciplines defined. And there's been a ton of conversation. I'm a past president of AMA Atlanta. And, you know, one of the big things that we really focused on there was we had a collegiate chapter. And the people coming out of college continue to talk about, you know, well, we're taught how to be a marketing manager in a corporation, and that's kind of the role, you know, that is looked at. And so in this particular upcoming panel that we're going to do, it's really going to give people some idea of the huge variety of positions that exist in marketing. So on our panel, we're going to have Jenny Munn, who's an SEO entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. We've got Patrick Blanchard, who's in SEO and social media at an agency. Laura, is it Freeze?
Yes.
Yep, social media manager over at Home Depot. So you think about a company as enormous as Home Depot, you know, social media on that scale. And then Shannon Rentner, content strategy and development, which is a huge area. Again, going back to engagement and adoption, you've got to have content strategy. And then I believe, Mark, you're going to moderate with Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find that really exposing younger people to all the different things that they might do in the marketing arena is something that really isn't touched upon in college and probably your first job. You know, you kind of learn one view of the world when you're in that first job. And so this is a great way to give them exposure to many more possibilities.
Yeah,
things that they don't even know about.
Yeah, and I hope the conversation, like it did at the first of our young professional sessions, you know, continues well past the presentation. I remember sitting there at the last one watching Mark Miranda, who's our VP of Association Liaison. We're looking for ways to partner with other people here, who's a director of marketing for a local manufacturer, foam products like you get out of restaurants. And there were about eight people clustered around Mark for an hour after the session was over, just drilling him about, you know, well, how do you do this? How do you do that? Yep. And we're trying to get the same thing done.
Yeah, well, definitely. And I think it's awesome that these guys are giving their time. These are big wigs, mm-hmm. definitely. So what's coming up for you guys?
We've got one more scheduled lunch, which we talked about, the Demand Gen coming up in August, on August 12th. And those are at Maggiano's Perimeter. and then we're probably going to do a session in October, and then we're talking about a November or December holiday event or something like that, possibly in conjunction with another group. That's one of the things we've talked about is, you know, holidays become so competitive for people's time.
Mm-hmm.
And we are a part of a larger marketing community, so we might get together with another organization in town, see if we can put something on there. But what we're really trying to do, Mark mentioned the media, the incisive media study that was going on. We're really going to spend the latter part of the year with learnings from the feedback from the lunches we've had, the starting to see growth in membership, and really try to figure out how to add most value next year, you know, based on us getting, which is a running start.
Yeah, that's true. That's been gratifying. And Moira and, again, the rest of the board have been ever so instrumental in that. I'd love to name them all, but there's a pretty big board out there.
Definitely.
But we've had a lot of them in here already, so that's a good thing. There's also two more planned young professional events. There'll be one, let's see, July, August, September. And then we're looking at a November kind of social program again, kind of as Moira said. She alluded to the fact that we're looking to partner, if we can, with other associations locally, professional associations, AMA, DMA, Direct Marketing Association, you know, any way we can. And hopefully one of those for a social event later this year will be happening. We've been in discussions with DMA to see if we can work out some kind of cooperative event, or even if it's not this year, but next year. You know, as I mentioned, Social Executive Council has kind of come to us and said, we'd kind of like to do something maybe over at the Atlanta Tech Village, you know, where we could talk about this adoption process. So, you know, one more way to try and add value to membership is to bring in people from, you know, other disciplines, get people exposed to not just the business-to-business marketing approach to things, but other marketing and very smart people who kind of can talk to these days about what commerce is really all about. And, you know, again, we're just trying to do whatever we can to create additional value for our people. Moira alluded to it when we were talking out in the green room that, you know, it's important for people to get a broader perspective that, you know, what BMA is trying to do is create a sense of community for those people who are professional B2B marketers, but we're also, as she just said, a part of a broader community, and it's important to get that exposure.
Well, it sounds like you guys are doing that in spades, and the level of people that you guys are getting your members in front of, these aren't small-time people at all, so you guys are doing a great job.
Well, we hope so. That's for the membership to determine, and the people who come to our lunches. It's funny because, you know, we drew, I think, brought about 60 people to the last lunch again. And I think, if I remember looking at the list, I was down on St. Simon's Island for the lunch at Pity, actually.
You know, rough life.
Remember looking at it, about out of the 60, about 40 were not members. You know, okay. And that's something we got to go out there and capture, is that those folks really, if they're that interested in being a part of this community, you know, ought to be members.
Definitely. So it seems like your programming is really falling into place, and you've got that piece of the puzzle in. What's your next big focus for BMA?
Again, continuing to create member value. One of the things that we really need to be able to do is to have a website. I kind of explained session or two ago that we had some issues because
BMA overall is trying to create a big one for everyone.
And the keys to the kingdom in terms of Atlanta's website were lost in antiquity when the light sort of went out in the chapter in 2012. You know, National has made progress. They baited it with the Chicago chapter, and they are working out some kinks, and we're about ready, I think. They're about a month behind, but that's not unusual when you're dealing with a volunteer organization, you know, in getting us the shell so we could start to put content in there. But that's another place where we could create value, because we have an awful lot of content that we can start to share in a lot of different ways. I mean, just snippets of these programs to be able to put up on the website. You know, we've now done three or four of these, and there are some very, I think, valuable things that have come out of them. So, you know, it's real important to do that. We want to get that done. We needed to, you know, work with the national template. They're hoping that all the chapters around the country will work with it for consistency's sake and branding's sake.
And, you know, I want to say another thing about that, just beyond consistency and branding. When I think back over the last, I don't know, 15 years, the different, you know, organizations that I've been on boards with, recreating a website every 2 to 3 years because you have a volunteer web company, you know, it really is not a smart use of resources, you know, to keep talk about recreating the wheel. You know, honestly, it might have been a blessing that our website went down, because now we're not looking for the next local person to, you know, recreate something. And so it allows us, like you said, to focus on the content and getting really valuable content out, instead of this, how do you create a website? You know,
exactly.
And then we can leverage where National needs to be.
Content is king.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we keep focusing on, again, adding member value. Well, this is one place where we could try to add some monetary member value, because, you know, we had a couple of people look at what it would cost to build the kind of website you need for an association.
Where the back end, it's a big number.
It's up well up in the five digits. Okay, yeah. To take the national template, yes, we have to put in sweat equity from the standpoint of content. Yep. And things like that. But to take the national template, you know, and have them customize it with those parts of it that we need and set up the back end, it'll take credit cards and things. We're talking about the low four digits. And that's, you know, a great use of our money compared to trying to figure out a way to either get volunteers to build a site or spend a lot of money to build a site.
You know, exactly.
That gives us more money to invest in programming and information and professional development.
Well, you guys keep touching on it again. It's value, value, value delivered to your members.
Mm-hmm.
So what, Moyer, you're the upcoming president, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're coming in?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your world domination plan coming up here?
World domination plan, and it is a shame that you were on St. Simon's Island, because you would have heard me up there with my baseball bat threatening people that needed to be members. yes, I am a world domination girl. a lot of what I feel we need to do with BMA, and I go back to again when I was president of AMA, which was about 5 years ago, we agreed to a strategic plan that was a five-year plan so that we would not have this reinventing the wheel
every time
year.
A new leader comes in, it's like, no, I want to do it differently.
Right. Oh, we need a committee for this, that, whatever. And so, you know, I think something similar, you know, if you go back 10 years ago, you know, most organizations, we either do breakfasts or we do lunches, you know, whatever. And the whole world is a self-serve, I want to get your content how and when I want it now. And so you've got to consider who are all the people that you're going to engage. You know, young professionals like evening events. They like to do cocktails. They like half social, half maybe learning. You know, it all depends, you know, and it's more, you know, experiential. And then you might have practitioners that, you know, really do come to the lunches and they can get away and do things like that. And so just in terms of growth, you know, one of the things, again, in the green room that we were talking about, with AMA, the focus was, as major a metropolitan city as Atlanta is, you would think that in the pecking order of key chapters, you know, that Atlanta would be, you know, in the top five, let's say, or, you know, whatever, top 10.
Top
the,
two.
At the least. Number one, for God's sakes. And in, you know, in the concentration of membership, about three of the chapters out of about 45 make up about 40% of the membership.
Wow.
And so, you know, to me, Atlanta, you know, talk about the broader community. There's the business-to-business community. There's the marketing community. And then there's the Atlanta community. You think of these companies, and we need to be higher on that scale. So, you know, we went in 5 years from the sixth largest chapter to the third largest chapter with AMA, and I'd like to see something similar. You know, one of the things that we talked about at the lunch was, it's really great to have fantastic programming, and it's important for people to turn out. But as Mark said, you know, a fraction of the people there were members, and membership and commitment to be members and put your money down on the table shows, you know, you are putting your money where your mouth is. That it's a greater statement of interest in what the community can offer you beyond a program.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really what has to be created, things beyond programs, you know, true engagement, a feeling of true community, you know, again, you know, things that help people along their career.
Definitely.
So, you know, if you are a college person coming into the profession, these are the things you need to know. If you're a young professional coming up and, you know, haven't been exposed to all of the different positions that exist in the world, these are the things that I need to know to get to that next stage in my career. You know, I'm a mid-level marketer. These are the things that I need to become a CMO or, you know, to really define myself in the market. And so all of the programming, all of the content, you know, any of the engagements that we want to create are going to be around that, you know, that value over the life cycle of a marketer.
Well, like Mark said earlier, I mean, being a member, it's an investment. It's not really even putting your money where your mouth is or giving to a cause that you believe in, which they believe in this as well. It's an investment towards your career, and it holds a lot of value.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But to paraphrase Jerry Maguire, they put the money on the table. Show me the value.
Yeah.
You know, that's important. It's very funny because hopefully later this year we'll be able to share the kind of the analysis of a research study we fielded that is now past the point where the number of respondents is statistically significant about what belonging to an association means, what you're looking for out of an association, especially in the marketing arena. And to the value part, you know, I just this quote stands out in my mind. This one gent said, you know, the only two reasons to belong to an association is to get information that will help you do your job better today or find your next job.
Okay, wow.
So, you know, that's the value.
Yeah.
You know, it's the community part, it's the professional development part, and that's what we have to continue to focus on.
Well, it sounds like you guys are on the right track, and it's amazing just from watching you 3 months ago to where you guys are now. It's a completely, you guys have gone just over and above. Like, it's amazing how fast you guys are growing and how fast you're putting things together.
Testament, again, to the involvement of those people who have been a big part of it. I'll go ahead. Have I got 2 minutes yet?
You're fine.
Okay.
Hit the board.
Yeah. Linda Bishop, who was our treasurer, who really was one of the guiding lights to try and keep this alive. We've got Moira, who's incoming. We've got Jenny Munn, who is our professional development chair. We've got Patrick Blanchard, who is our social executive stuff. Nancy Bailey, who's new to the board for communications. Mark Miranda, who's doing association liaison. Mark Towery, who's doing research in what we hope will be in the coming year, where we do some honest-to-God community outreach to things. And I, who am I forgetting?
Annelle Barnett, an amazing job with programming.
Yep. And Deborah Berliner, who is doing a very good job with membership, and Jennifer Johnson, who is our secretary, and
Natalie Zambrano, McNulty. I can't get that McNulty on there. I knew her as Zambrano for so long, who's doing young professionals.
And Latasha Akerson, who along with Linda Bishop is doing sponsorship, and that's very important. That's something that that we're also focusing on. So, but those people all deserve a big round of applause, you know, for what they put in. A gent by the name of Tom Armentrout from Eric Mower and Associates just had to resign for personal reasons from the board, but he was our VP Communications and contributed a lot as well. And I got to give a nod to the national people who have been very, very instrumental in helping us get some of this stuff done, and the other chapters around the country who, when I said, help guys, I don't, you know, what have you got that we could use to help put this together, responded very, very well. So, I mean, it's been a real, it takes a village. It's been a real group effort, but it has been gratifying.
Well, I can tell you guys all communicate, know each other really well. I just want to point out to all our listeners out there that they read off that, 20 names and job titles. They don't have anything in front of them. So that's all from memory. They know that you actually care about each one of those people. So,
And, you know, another thing that I think, again, speaks to community and one of the reasons that we are being so successful and are going to continue to count on really, board members with deep roots, we all go back, right? Mm-hmm. Mark has been involved how long with BMA?
You don't want to
be honest. Come on, be honest.
I joined the Atlanta chapter in 1984.
Okay,
I'd been a member for 2 years in another city before that, so it's been 30 plus years.
Okay, so 96 was when I got involved, I believe, around 96, 95, something like that. And at the, we got Linda Bishop, who's been in there forever. You know, we're talking about, we were at one of the meetings when we were really trying to put things back together. We were talking about the bank account. She's like, oh, okay, this person's on the bank account. Who knows them? Well, I worked with her 15 years ago. At the last luncheon, we had past president, who'd we have? Bill McGinnis, who was president in probably 99.
Oh, I would love to have been to see Bill.
99 or 98. Mike McClellan, who was on the national board. So, you know, we not only are these leaders involved in getting this relevant again, they still are passionate about it. And, again, continuity. One of the things you're talking about, what are we going
to
do for the future? It's, you know, succession planning.
To each other.
And some of that is bringing people back around who have been, you know, fundamental and instrumental over the years.
Yeah, Moira's a great case in point where that's concerned. I remember my last 2 years on the national board, 2001, 2002, Atlanta won the national chapter competition for membership. Mm-hmm. Guess who membership was? Mm-hmm. Moira headed that charge up.
And I never get rid of anything, and I have to tell you, at the last lunch, I brought my wooden, routed-out membership things, and that when I started my preamble about membership, I said, you see these things? We won these here in Atlanta, and I want another one of these this year. Now, it might not be as ugly as those things were back then.
And they are still doing those chapter awards. Yeah. I sat there chapter day at the national meeting and saw that. So,
well, I'll have to see it next time when you guys come back. You'll have to bring back the award you just won.
Well,
you're going to win.
Exactly,
you're
going to
win.
Exactly.
I'm thinking positive.
That won't be till next May. But the next program we'll do with you all is sometime in August, and we will have Annelle Barnett, our programming person, and hopefully Deborah Berliner, our membership person, in along with, we hope, if we can talk him into it, the speaker for the next program, to kind of give it a preview, because it's not more than about 4 days before the launch. It'd be a great way to tee that up.
Dan, get on it.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Let's leave our listeners with contact information, how they can become members.
Okay, membership itself, look at www.marketing.org. That's the national BMA website, and that's where you can actually join. Right now, the best Atlanta information can be had on our BMA LinkedIn page, or to follow us on Twitter, or to take a look at the BMA Atlanta Facebook page. Again, hopefully the website will have up late this month, early next.
And you were talking about earlier that LinkedIn page is just booming right now.
Yeah, it's been funny because since we started to put this back together, we picked up over 100 members on the LinkedIn page in 90 days. That's pretty good. It's literally a 10% increase in 90 days.
Well, guys, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure every month talking to you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
All right,
thank you.
Well, this is Kevin Finn for our guest today and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week and next month for a BMA Atlanta special on Atlanta Business Radio. We'll be right back.